and prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Jesus. We have a wonderful morning. There were rehearsals and classes in the afternoon and preaching in Pacific Hill. And now we close the day with the study of thy word. In my heart, there is always a desire to have a day for you. And I pray that people, as much as possible, will recognize that this is your day. You have placed this day as a sign to the nations that we worship you. And so tonight, as we review the value of faith, help us to say thank you that we believe. In the meantime, as we praise you, may our heart rejoice that we know you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, your son is very valuable to us this evening, and so you tell us which one will be the best son to start from your side, okay? And otherwise, I turn the page to 256 all the time. Let's do that in the meantime you look on it. All right, 256, it is well with my soul. Choose one. No. Pastor, but let me get Pastor Greg with prudence.
Lady first.
Lady first.
295.
295. Thank you, Greg. All right. His wife has trained him good. All right. He leadeth me by his own hand, he leadeth me. So when we answer to someone, and maybe we are a little rough, can we say, he leadeth me? We have to be very careful, no? That everything we do is according to his leading me. It's very challenging. All right, number two in 295.
Sometimes
Pastor Gray.
208.
208. 208. How do you say 8 in Spanish? Anybody?
Ocho.
Ocho, yeah.
Not for the novellas, it's Spanish. 208.
206 or 208?
If you're talking Spanish,
let's see. Okay. Are you washed in the blood? All right. Piano, no? It's just like a Spanish going. Señor. 206. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I can't believe at your age asking the wonderful grace of Jesus. May God really shine in you, okay, young boy? All right, he said yes. Exhausted. Okay, brother, tell me. 334. All right, brother Plica. 334. He said that some people are pronouncing his name in the Czech, and that is pronounced what?
Plica.
Plica. Wow. That sounds entirely like the other person, all right? Mr. Plica is better, more Spanish, all right? 334.
Be thou our good, O Lord.
Christ, as we're talking about. It's just amazing. All right, another song in your heart. Señora.
315 or 50? 50.
350. All right. We move just a few pages around and we get a desire. Teach me to trust. That's hard. That's hard. But teach me to trust. See, no solution. All right? We have, the Bible doesn't explain God, okay, trust God because it's going to do 1, 2, 3. He said, trust God. And we, human beings, want to have all solved. Okay, we trust 1, 2, step 1, step 2. God says, just trust me, I take care of it. You really? How? The dad doesn't explain that. No. Like he said, it's by faith. And by faith. We're going to study it tonight. This is the third time Paul is telling the Jews in Rome, the law cannot save you. It is by faith. And faith is very hard. We don't see anything. It's just believing God. It's hard, all right? It is very hard. Now, it's just amazing, all right? But it's good. Teach me to trust. That was very good. All right, another song that you like it, and we've seen it together as part of our day. Okay, Brother Preacher. 314, all right, we go to that. 314, I am thine, O Lord. What a privilege, what a privilege. This one, Mrs. Otero.
490.
That means 490. Okay. Here we are. 490. 490. When love shines in.
Mm-hmm.
somebody's son, all right? Very important. Now, you're talking to somebody. How do you know the other person is listening to you with love? How do you know? I tell you, the rules of psychology and listening is very strict, but let's talk about in Christian atmosphere. How do you know, you're talking to somebody, you're sharing something deep and profound, how do you know the person is listening with love? What is the reaction of that person? It's one reaction that shows that he's listening with love. Pardon me? Pardon? Questions, all right. What? There is something important. Compassion. You don't accuse the person. You don't make. You don't assume that right. You're righteous in the person. You take the case and show what God said without accusing, putting down the person. Say, I always in counsel do this. Well, you told me this. Now, what are you going to do about it? Look at what God said. Without accusing the person, thinking that you are in that place. That's so important. So the person feel free to speak and to tell you about it. All right? Because if you are accusing the person, oh, you're wrong here and there, the person don't talk to you anymore. That's shut off for life. That's very important. All right, now, one more song, okay? And we go into our study. Camille McCormick. Okay, there are about 490 of the last two verses. That's so important, you know, in Christian life to relate to others with love. We know maybe the person is wrong, but if you say you are wrong, then the person becomes defensive. So the best way is to make the person compare with what God said. You have to remember what God said. You know your case? Let me see what God said about it without pushing an accusation. That goes a long way, I tell you. All right, we're going to sing the last verse 3 and verse 4 and 490 together. All right.